Hot Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, 2025, I think, is shaping up to be a really defining year for brand leadership. And winning names are not just going to sell products. It's all about driving purpose. It's about embracing technology and connecting with consumers on a much deeper, more human level. So from purpose-led positioning to AI-driven personalization and influencer storytelling to full-funnel marketing, brands these days are asked to do a whole lot more, but perhaps more tellingly, they've got to prove it as well. And there's no doubt that competition is stiffening and consumer expectations are rising. So the question is, what kind of strategy is going to separate the leaders from the rest? And I want to examine that now with some of the year's big brand trends so far and what they mean for marketers and business leaders alike. And I'm in conversation with Andisa Ntsubane, who is Managing Executive Brand Marketing and Brand and Sponsorship at Vodacom. Andisa, a very warm welcome. And let's start here, maybe. This whole thing about purpose when it comes to building a brand, is it still a differentiator or is everyone starting to claim it?
Well, good afternoon, Jeremy and the listeners. I really think it's a differentiator. I think what you do have is a lot of commoditization, specifically in terms of products and services and solutions. And purpose can be a big part of the differentiator in terms of the why a brand exists. And when people can see the causal connection between what your brand is doing and how it's showing up and how it's helping to solve problems, I think that's a massive, massive source of competitive advantage. And I think having seen some work from around the world, I think how it's showing up is actually the more interesting part, which is leadership brands are taking leadership positions on some of the biggest issues that are facing the world. And I think from a consumer point of view, consumers are looking at brands and looking to businesses to help address some of these economic, social, and environmental issues that the world is going through. And I think that when people have and can see a brand doing that, it does help in terms of preference. And so what I saw was brands taking a leadership position on issues like climate change. And one of the brands that really shone through for me in B2B, which I judged at Cannes last year, was DP World. And basically what DP World did is they understood that the global temperature for transporting food around the world is at minus 18 degrees. And they simply asked one fundamental question: why does it need to be minus 18? And they basically did research. They worked with universities, and they came to the conclusion that you can actually transport food with no impact at minus 15, 3 degrees warmer. And basically, based on the research, they started a movement which was launched at COP, at the COP conference, and which was called the Move to Minus 15. And basically, the net impact of that campaign and the net impact of it in terms of the environmental impact, in terms of climate change, and they basically got to the answer that said it was the equivalent of taking 3.5 million cars off the road every year. They got their competitors in terms of other shipping companies on board with this movement who signed up. 70% of the industry signed up to the Move to Minus 15. And that's had a massive impact. Mm. We're starting to have a massive impact on climate change. So the point I'm making is that's how brands are showing up to really help solve and address the largest issues that the world is facing globally, but also from a continental point of view. There's some brands doing some amazing things to help solve and address the issues that the continent is facing. And I think that's how it's showing up.
So, Andisa, you make the point then, as far as brands taking a stand is concerned. I get that. I understand it. But you've also got to have some thought given to and maybe even a risk mitigation strategy, because these kind of things can also backfire as well. You cannot go into something like this with one hand tied behind your back.
Absolutely. And this is why it's so important that this is leader-led. And as an organization, you've got to talk a lot about your house views. What are your house views on some of the key issues that are facing your market, your country, your continent? And are you going to have a point of view on all of those things, or are you going to have specific points of view on the things that are most pertinent, aligned to your industry, but more importantly, aligned to your brand and your brand persona. Because people have also got to be able to see the causal connection between, for example, if you talk about telecommunications, about digital inclusion, about financial inclusion, those things make sense in terms of the causal connection between what the business does and what the brand stands for with what they're trying to do. So that part is also an important piece of the puzzle. And therefore, it's important that there are internal conversations about how you will respond externally, but you've also been able to back it up with real information and data around the importance of taking a stand on specific issues. Because as you say, these things can backfire.
So let me pivot now from purpose to artificial intelligence. It is everywhere. It's ubiquitous. So I guess the challenge is for marketers to avoid it becoming a gimmick and for the concept to drive real value. Where are brands moving in that direction?
I think it's in the first instance, it's a very important and strategic question. And so, for example, one of the big dilemmas is most brands will tell you about the importance of humanizing the brand. And in the context of humanizing the brand, what's the role of AI? It almost feels like a juxtaposition between the two. So there's some strategic questions around what will you do with AI, how will you use it, and how will you integrate it to enhance what you're trying to do from a brand perspective. So it's an enabler versus we've got to keep the main thing. And the AI is just an enabler of the main thing is the first thing I'd say. The second thing that I'll say is that there's absolutely no doubt about the role of AI and automation in helping to reduce and drive efficiencies from a marketing operational point of view. There's been lots of conversations about, you know, how marketing, you know, we always sit in these interesting conundrums where people say to us, yeah, only half of marketing works. We don't know which half. Mm. And I think now with AI, with automation, with data, we can really drive real meaningful marketing attribution that can talk about the correlation between activities and outcomes. But even more importantly, we can be drive a lot more precision marketing using data, analytics, and also weaving in things like behavioral science and behavioral linguistics to help us drive shifts and drive people lower down the funnel, all using technology.
I think
these large language models can also help us, last point, in helping us to connect a lot more deeply across languages, across different cultures, and really help us to be able to drive some of the big impact of the activities that we're doing from a brand perspective.
And Andisa, I think the key word in that argument is enabler, because it's critical that you've got to blend in the human experience, the human feeling, human creativity with the efficiency that artificial intelligence brings in brand building. And often people just abrogate to AI without considering the former.
Absolutely. There's been massive debates. You would have seen some of the commentary in the debates, and the jury's still out, when Coca-Cola produced the first ever 100% AI commercial. And for a brand that is basically built and founded upon human connectedness and happiness and all of those things, it's quite an interesting one in terms of a debate. Mm-hmm. And that's why, for me, it's not a start and end point. It absolutely is an enabler. And so how you've got to think about it is, how will it enable and enhance and accelerate and deepen resonance with my brand versus us leading with it as the thing? Because we've got to keep the main thing, as I said. And the brand essence is important to make sure that we keep the essence of the brand the same, but be able to evolve as technology and some of these new generation technologies evolve. And how is it helping us to deepen, as I say, our customer understanding and the way we connect better with consumers?
Lots of food for thought there, and I am going to leave it with my thanks. Andisa Ntsubane, thank you indeed. Managing Executive, Brand Marketing and Brand and Sponsorship at Vodacom.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.